Swansea Sound.
Real thing. Now, this week is Asthma Awareness Week, raising awareness of the 5.3 million people who suffer from asthma, and apparently indoor air can be at 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. With me now on the show is Aggie McKenzie from Channel 4's How Clean Is Your House? Aggie, good morning.
Good morning, Leighton. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks very much indeed for coming on the show today.
No, it's a pleasure.
Richard William is from EnviroVent. Hello, Richard.
Good morning, Leighton.
Thanks very much indeed for coming on to the show as well today to talk about this. Aggie, I mentioned there about air pollution coming into our home. I mean, I really didn't realise that it can be as polluted.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, what's happened is that nowadays we've got all this loft insulation, cavity wall insulation, double glazing. We go out to work, so all the windows are shut, the doors are shut. And on average, each family creates about 100 pints of moisture every week, and there's nowhere for this to go. So this warm and humid atmosphere is a fantastic breeding ground for dust mites and their allergens. Plus, we've got, you know, mould growing in the corners, and you're going to get mould if there's nowhere for the air to go.
Right. Richard, when I was reading this, I couldn't believe that 5.3 million people suffer from asthma around the UK. I didn't realise it was as high as that.
Yes, it's actually growing all the time, and it is literally down to that point that we've sealed up our homes. And the causes are often sort of high populations of dust mites because of high humidity and also sort of mould growth. But there are other things that can cause it as well, such as things we bring into our homes like carpets and sort of furniture, which off-gas things called volatile organic compounds at certain temperatures and humidities.
Aggie, we do spend quite a bit of time in the house, don't we?
Well, I know, it's quite surprising, actually. You know, evidence shows that most of us spend about 90% of the time indoors. And let me tell you, if you've got teenage sons, it's probably about 150% of the time, if that's possible. I know about this. So, you know, it's really, really important that the air that we're breathing in our homes is healthy.
Okay.
And at the moment, it isn't. You know, if we're, you know, looking at all these statistics and things that are going on, it's not.
Right then, Richard, what can we do about it?
Well, the key is to ventilate properly using the correct method of ventilation. And it's really, really important for our health that we do this, because poor indoor air quality, it's not something that you suddenly become ill. It creeps up on you over a period of time. So the idea is to sort of change the air at least half an air change an hour in our homes. And one of the most successful ways we can do this is actually to introduce air rather than actually take it out. That works very, very well.
OK, and how does it actually work? Does it filter the air, does it?
We filter the air before we bring it in, so we can take out around about 85% of all sort of pollens and sort of other particles in the air. So it's a lot cleaner. It makes sense to actually filter the air when it comes into our homes rather than when it goes out. Mm. When it goes out, we just want to throw those particles outside.
Mm. And obviously this is a bit of a concern because, as you mentioned earlier, asthma is such a growing condition, isn't it?
That's right. And actually, in the past 15 years, it's gone up by 160%. And, you know, that's evident. When you go into a sort of any nursery or primary school classroom and the place is littered with inhalers, isn't it? It never used to be in my day.
No, absolutely. What about when we clean the wagon? Is there anything that we can do when we clean the house, because that's going to spread the dust and things everywhere as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, cleaning, when you dusting, there's no point in using one of those silly feather dusters or even a dry duster, because all that does is put the dust somewhere else and it's, you know, not actually disappearing. So a good thing to do when you're dusting is to use a very, very, very slightly damp duster, and that way the dust will cling to the duster and, you know, get rid of it.
It won't spread it around anywhere.
Absolutely not. And, you know, all those sorts of funny little things. And really, you need to, you know, in order to sort of try and lower the dust mite levels, it's really good idea to sort of, you know, vacuum regularly. And that includes the mattress and under the bed. And, you know, if you use, you know, a good vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter, and most of them do nowadays those, okay. It does help a lot.
And Richard, if people are interested in finding out more about sort of ventilating to bring in this air, how can they go about it? Is there a website?
Yeah, we've got our website, which is envirovent.com, and there's loads of good tips and advice and things on there. And it's important to remember it is a little bit horses for courses, so everybody's circumstances are slightly different. But if you can get the